Hello and welcome to SEO is Not That Hard. I'm your host, Ed Dawson, the founder of KeywordsPeopleUse.com, the place to find and organize the questions people ask online. I'm an SEO, developer, affiliate marketer and entrepreneur. I've been building and monetizing websites for over 20 years and I've bought and sold a few along the way. I'm here to share with you the SEO knowledge, hints and tips I've built up over the years. Hello, this is episode 93, SEO is Not That Hard. And today I'm going to be talking about how many questions should you be answering per page on your website. Now, this question comes up because obviously at Keywords People Use, we help people find questions that people are asking about any topic area, the one you're interested in. You can come to us, give us some seed keywords, and we will find a whole bunch of questions that people are actually asking online for the topic area you're interested in. So if you're interested in jigsaw puzzles, you can put a seed keyword of jigsaw puzzles and we'll find you all the questions people are asking about jigsaw puzzles online. And this can work in any language, any seed keyword. We'll mine Google and other sources like Reddit and Quora, find all those questions for you. This obviously then gives you a whole bunch of questions. And, you know, a search can bring anything from 40 to over 100 questions, depending on which bit of functionality you use. And you can keep combining these. You can save as many questions as you want into keyword lists on the site. So you can get a huge number of questions related to your topic. So the question then is, right, what do we do with these keywords? Should I be answering one question per page, or should I be answering multiple questions per page? What's the right balance? And like many questions in SEO, the answer is it really depends, but don't worry, you can actually find out by taking this a little step further and by moving on to the next thing that we can now offer on Keywords People Use, which is the keyword clustering. Keyword clustering is where we will go to Google, we'll ask Google for the top 10 URLs for every question and keyword that you've got in your list, and we will then see which URLs have pages, ranking pages in common. So if we've got two keywords, two questions that have got, say, three, four, whatever number you desire, but we normally start with three URLs, ranking URLs in common in the top 10, then those questions very likely have much the same intent and can be answered in one page because Google is ranking multiple pages for those same two keywords. So it's probably a good idea to have those keywords, those questions answered on the same page. Now, when we create these clusters, obviously, we often can have more than two keywords in a cluster. Some clusters will have just two questions that we found that match together. And sometimes you will get questions which don't match any others in the set that we found. So here's, for example, some of the ones that we found when we did it for jigsaw puzzles. So, for example, we've got a cluster where the keywords are all related around whether jigsaw puzzles are good for your brain. And there's a whole bunch of questions in there, sort of, which are like, is jigsaw puzzles good for you? Why are some people better at jigsaw puzzles? What happens if you do puzzles every day? What kind of puzzles, what kind of people are good at jigsaw puzzles? These are all questions, and there's a whole bunch of them all relate together around the topic of, are jigsaws puzzles good for your brain? That's one cluster. So we know to try and answer all those questions on one page. Then there's another page, another cluster, are jigsaws good for dementia? And there's a whole load of questions there around jigsaws and dementia, which makes sense to do in one place. And then there are ones around, what are the best jigsaw puzzles for kids? So obviously you've got a whole load of questions around kids and jigsaw puzzles, and the same for adults and jigsaw puzzles. So doing this clustering piece actually helps you sort all these questions into the logical groups as Google sees them, and as so you know what you've got to get on individual pages. And this, all the guesswork is removed. It's a good solid process to follow, and you know how to group them out. Now, when you end up with just say questions that don't actually relate to any of the questions you found already, they're good candidates for going back in, repeating the process, doing searches for that kind of narrowed down examples. So from here, we've got a question that we found, why are jigsaw puzzles so addictive? And you know, we have no other clustered keywords with that one at the moment. So rather than just writing a single page just about why jigsaw puzzles are so addictive with no further research, I'd probably recommend going through, running that keyword through the process from the beginning, looking for questions related to that question to really go deep down. And we will find other questions related to that that we can cluster together. So the key thing here is very rare to answer just one question on one page. If you do, I mean, it does happen, but those are going to be really, really very specific questions. And they will tend to relate to maybe just one product or one place or one entity. So it might be, let's say you were looking for broadband in a particular area, then say a very narrow geographic area like a single town. And that's the kind of thing where it might justify just one page about broadband in that specific location. But if you're looking to do something that was broader, a broader question, say something to do with mobile broadband, and you would then have a whole page with a whole bunch of questions about mobile broadband that could be covered on one page. And just a note now on actually when you are writing the content, I wouldn't necessarily say you have to literally list all the questions that our tool and other tools like ours find one after the other and then just answer them one after the other. It's a really much better and more enjoyable piece of content to read for people if you look to write a piece of content after it's after someone's read it, they would be able to answer all those questions. So you'll find then that you'll naturally write the answer to some of the questions without actually specifically having to write out the whole question. In some cases, it does make sense. So it does make sense in some cases to have certain FAQ sections which have those sort of question-answer type content. But a lot of the time, you can write content where you're just writing something that imparts the knowledge that answers the questions without them having to be explicitly stated. And you'll also find if you do it that way, you also will match the intent of lots of other questions around the same topic that you might not necessarily be seeing in front of you now, but the kind of questions people ask around it without, if you're not so prescriptive about just being question, answer, question, answer, question, answer, which again, isn't necessarily great content to read. So try and make something that's enjoyable and easy for people to read and that will leave them at the end of having read that article with all those questions being able to be answered themselves from that knowledge you've imparted to them. Before I go, I just wanted to let you know that if you'd like a personal demo of our tools that Keywords People use, that you can book a free, no obligation, one-on-one video call with me, where I show you how we can help you level up your content by finding and answering the questions your audience actually have. You can also ask me any SEO questions you have. You just need to go to keywordspeopleuse.com/demo, where you can pick a time and date that suits you for us to catch up. Once again, that's keywordspeopleuse.com/demo, and you can also find that link in the show notes of today's episode. Hope to chat with you soon. Thanks for being a listener. I really appreciate it. Please subscribe and share. It really helps. SEO Is Not That Hard is brought to you by keywordspeopleuse.com, the place to find and organise the questions people ask online. See why thousands of people use us every day. Try it today for free at keywordspeopleuse.com. To get an instant hit of more SEO tips, then find the link to download a free copy of my 101 quick SEO tips in the show notes of today's episode. If you want to get in touch, have any questions, I'd love to hear from you. I'm at Channel 5 on Twitter. Or you can email me at podcast@keywordspeopleuse.com. Bye for now, and see you in the next episode of SEO Is Not That Hard.